Dearest friends, I'm so touched and excited to continue our healing and maturation process and invite you to join our next step of healing the inner child. If you practiced will precede suffering with earnest and focused intention, then I'm sure your feeling of inner power and silence is naturally growing. As the children that we are, begin to accept the terms and conditions of the earth and agree not just to want, but to want more sensibly. We can then feel our emotional system balancing and begin to discover a vaster sense of presence. The stronger we feel, the less childish and fragile we are. So make sure, before you go on with this day's guidance, that you have deeply understood yesterday's lesson, which tells us that remaining stuck in an unrealistic will creates suffering and freezes the inner child's experience. Today, we will dive into another crucial understanding, one that can further help the inner child heal the wounds and sense of insignificance and turn into a proud and solid adult. This next step can be successfully executed once we gather more and more lost power by turning our attention away from the negative emotions and impressions and focusing on adjusting our will. So let's get the inner child ready to receive today's guidance. Make sure you have a pen and a piece of paper to write before we begin. You can close your eyes for a moment and take a few deep breaths and allow yourself to deeply relax and arrive at the here and now. Leave behind anything that might disturb you and take your attention away and be right here with me. As you breathe and relax, imagine yourself as the child that you were in a moment of weakness. Maybe it is a moment that you felt misunderstood by your parents, or felt unseen in school. Or maybe it was a moment when your best friend in kindergarten didn't want to play with you anymore and left you for another child. Don't go to a very bad memory, one that feels too hard to face by yourself. Choose a simple moment of weakness. Now that you have this moment in your awareness, try to remember how it felt during that event. What were you feeling in your mind, body, and heart? Even if it feels a little uncomfortable to be reminded of these emotions, allow yourself to feel it for a moment. You can open your eyes and write down the different reactions and emotions this memory holds within it. Now, close your eyes again and try and identify the ways your inner child responds to the event. How does the child handle this moment of weakness? We all have different coping mechanisms. What is yours? Some children pretend nothing happened, so no one could see their pain. Some start to cry and retreat inward to their inner world where no one can hurt them anymore. Maybe your reaction is to shout and get angry. Take your time to identify your reaction. And when you see it, write it down. Once again, close your eyes and again go back to the moment of weakness. See yourself as the child, feeling really hurt or sad, humiliated or even just lonely. Agree to let go of your initial reaction. Whatever it was back then. And instead, see yourself as you are, with your sadness, hurt, anger, or loneliness. Don't be tempted to regain your power by unconscious reaction. Instead, stay as you are. And accept the moment of weakness. If you're not afraid of feeling this momentary weakness, you can contain all kinds of uncomfortable moments. So be there with the child or as the child. Remember, there is a will you are holding on to before this event that made you feel bad. And while you accept the rules of the endless seesaw, once up and then down, breathe into the moment of weakness and just say yes. Power can be only achieved when one accepts the risk of weakening and the possibility of suffering. In fact, the more you want power, the more willingly you will risk being exposed to this danger. When you agree to weakening, you don't need to waste extra energy in fighting it. In fact, if you're unafraid of such moments, there is no real weakening beyond the moment. Unexpectedly, this makes you much stronger, capable of creatively responding and quickly moving on. So now, you can take a deep breath and open your eyes gently. The lesson for today is agree to be weak. When we accept the points of weakness and the need for conscious compromises, we help the inner child mature and heal on a deeper level. As long as we resist and fight against these unavoidable moments of loss of power, we emphasize and unconsciously enlarge the states of weakness, leaving the inner child helpless and hopeless. It might sound weird, as our basic instinct is to protect ourselves from getting hurt and being seen as weak and vulnerable. So it might seem as if you feel the need to go against your instincts. But this is precisely the point. Our instincts are based on a specific frequency and perception of reality. When we decide to expand our awareness and be more present and choose consciously, we can go beyond our instincts and act and choose from another state of mind, the state of true inner power. We can support our ability to accept a moment of weakness in peace and inner trust without the need to fix it by adding the excellent quality of humor to these moments. The inner child gets insulted and hurt very quickly. So it needs the adult's point of view, which often sees life with a smile and a wink. Even challenging moments of weakness can be taken lightly with a good laugh. It is funny, after all, to see the inner child becoming so upset and serious over moments of frustrations when it doesn't get what it wants. Indeed, some moments are not to be taken lightly, and real healing should take place, but many of the moments of weakness are not really so dramatic. So we also need to learn to discern and identify those moments which invite us to have a good laugh while we accept the seesaw going downward. So this is your invitation today. Teach your mind and body that you don't need to defend yourself and become tense and aggressive in moments of weakness. Additionally, you don't need to become a weak victim and raise sympathy and encouragement by making a drama. Just accept the moment of weakness as it is, remembering that this shall also pass. Real power lies in peace and inner balance. So teach the inner child the art of staying centered and having a little laugh instead of taking things too harshly. When the inner child takes responsibility for its weakness and stops fighting these moments, real maturation and transformation can take place. Tomorrow, we will learn the ultimate technique for creating true inner power and help the inner child take one more step towards adulthood. I wish you a wonderful and playful day filled with learning opportunities.